prone to developing kidney stones? Nearly 20% of men and 10% of women are, and they have no idea how they got them. If you've experienced the pain of kidney stones, your risk of recurrence is high. Having kidney stones is the result of diet, such as using the wrong salt, eating too much animal foods, or taking synthetic vitamins. If you're tired of suffering from kidney stones or want to reduce the likelihood of getting them, call Apothecary Herbs for their whole food organic kidney stone herbal liquid formula. Gently cleanse and purify your kidney filters to reduce the particle buildup that creates stones. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the kidney stone formula, 866-229-3663, or visit thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless.
As men get older, they are subject to hormone imbalance. And when this happens, men can experience osteoporosis, memory loss, irritability, blood sugar imbalance, weight gain, enlarged prostate, erectile dysfunction, and risk of stroke. The human endocrine system manufactures hormones. Why not feed your system plant nutrition to make the hormones that are right for you? For centuries, these herbs have been used to balance the male hormone system. Men, you've waited long enough for the male hormone formula. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, for the male hormone formula. 866-229-3663, or online at thepowerherbs.com. 866-229-3663, where your healthcare options just became endless.
22 million Americans manage sleep apnea instead of resolving it. Sleep apnea increases risk of heart disease, depression, and death. New research from Rutgers University states the thyroid manufactures hormones used as neurotransmitters to regulate breathing during sleep. This suggests the thyroid gland needs balancing to address sleep apnea. So forget the CPAP machine. Call Apothecary Herbs for their sleep apnea herb formulas to remove cellular stress and feed the thyroid the nutrition it needs for better sleep. Call now to order, 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663, or online at thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. Money back guarantee with our organic professional strength formulas, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs. As we age, there can be many reasons why we feel tired, have memory issues, gain weight, struggle with stress, or feel depressed. These symptoms can be indicators that the adrenal glands that sit on top of your kidneys need metabolic strengthening. There are herbs known to improve adrenal gland function, circulation, blood pressure, skin, muscle, and bone strength. Why suffer with weakness when you can use gland-strengthening medicinal herbs? Empower yourself with the organic balanced chemistry in the adrenal gland formula. You will remove the risk of megadoses and offer specific nutrition the body needs. Call Apothecary Herbs now for their adrenal gland formula, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. That's Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. Because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
Don't make the aspirin mistake. Aspirin was discovered by mistake during World War II and suppresses your immune system and prevents blood clotting. Don't expose your body to risk when you can use a natural inflammation and pain reliever called Extra Strength Pain Relief by Apothecary Herbs. Discover the power this formula has with salicin to enter the system in 60 seconds to work hard and relieve pain for 12 hours. Whether it's arthritis, sports injury, or flu, you can relieve aches, pain, and swelling with our Extra Strength Pain Relief formula. Call Apothecary Herbs now, toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com. If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit, toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
1, 2, 3.
Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Thanks for joining us here on the American Voice Radio Network. If you're new to Herb Talk, we like to empower you. So that's what we're going to do. For the first part of the show, we are going to be talking about some upcoming physicians. You know, so we got some physicians retiring, a whole bunch of them. So who's going to fill their shoes? We're going to look at that. We're also going to be talking about one of our healthy herbal foods, and we'll see how far we get. And we have some other things we talk about. But before we get to all that great stuff in our quack report, I want to say very Merry Christmas to everybody. I hope you have a safe and healthy Christmas. And because a lot of our listeners are going to hear this show next week after Christmas. So, but right now I want to say Merry Christmas. And our devotional today is to praise God. Absolutely. From the rising of the sun into the going down of the same, the Lord's name is to be praised. Psalms 113. Actually, great is the Lord and greatly to be praised in the city of our God and in the mountain of his holiness. So the heavens declare the glory of God and the firmament showeth his handiwork. All in Psalms. Love King David. Gotta love the guy. He knew how to write praises unto the Lord. So if you haven't been in the Word of God and getting friendly with God's ways, then I encourage you to do so. Mine's time to grow short, because that is the way. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Thanks, Frank. Okay, first up in the quacker. They did a report. The United Health Foundation was doing a nation report. They wanted to see which states had the healthiest people. And so this is the United States, obviously. And their report got published in the Journal of Socioeconomic Data, Environmental and Socioeconomic Data. So they said Hawaii was named one of the healthiest states. And following Hawaii was Massachusetts, Connecticut, Vermont, and Utah. But then the five states that were the least healthy were Arkansas, Oklahoma, Alabama, Mississippi, and Louisiana. So if you're living in those states, I'm sure your medical insurance is higher, going to be based on that report. All right, moving along in the quack report. We're going to be talking about some of the things in medicine in the first part of the show, and this has kind of fallen into that. This was from the American Journal of Infectious Control. They reported that, you know, those little privacy petitions, you know, it's just a little screen on wheels, there's, you know, a little fabric in between patient beds at the hospital. Well, they're loaded with MRSA superbugs, according to the report. Almost 90% of the curtains, the privacy curtains in hospitals, are filthy, disgustingly filthy. Yeah, we make assumptions that hospitals are sterile and cleaned. Well, I'm going to burst your bubble tonight. Yep, they reported that they're so filthy, and they also are they're breeding grounds for resistant superbugs. So if you don't know what MRSA is, it's a disease. It's a strain of staph bacteria. It's very dangerous, especially if you had surgery and you have a surgical wound. It can get in there and cause you all kinds of problemos. So hospitals, not all that clean and sterile. Yes, Frank says they're the big petri dish, and yes, they are. They definitely are. All right, last but not least in the Quack Report, prevention is better than having to cure yourself. So how do you boost your immunity and avoid getting sick, especially now during the cold season, holiday season? Well, first you want to drink more water. Watch the dehydrating effect of caffeine and alcohol. Also, you want to manage your stress better because stress impacts your immune system. And one way to do that is get regular exercise. Also, you want to get adequate sleep. Okay, you can't heal and have a healthy immune system if you're not getting your sleep. And you want to eat that balanced organic diet and stop the fast food and the convenient stuff. And use your immune system herbs, for crying out loud. You know, I'm here educating you on that. So make sure you have some echinacea and astragalus root and some garlic. Frank, no stranger to garlic. Awesome stuff. And you'll be amazed what you could do with some basic herbal tools like that. And that wraps the Quack Report.
That's all, folks.
All right, thanks, Frank. Okay, before we have to take our first break, I want to set up the first segment. We're going to be talking about some upcoming physicians. You know, because the word transparency is kind of thrown around, especially in politics, journalism, and other sectors. So when I hear that word, you know what I think of? I think of a used car salesman saying, trust me. There's really no transparency. And the theatrics people go through to defend it is, in some instances, pretty extensive. So I saw this article in the December 2015 Journal of the Graduate Medical Education. And they were talking about the physicians that are up and coming. They're coming out of medical school. They're going into hopefully residency programs. But we have a shortage of openings in those residency programs. But we have a bunch of older physicians, though, getting ready to retire. And who's going to be replacing them? You know what? It's going to be a bit of a struggle. It really is. Reports of the physician shortage have been kind of circulating a while. In February 2011, the Association of the American College stated that physicians retiring in special practices are going to leave us short about 91,500 doctors by the year 2020. And we're going to be short 45,000 primary care physicians and 46,000 surgeons. So it begs the question, what caliber of physicians will be attempting to fill their shoes? I want to know. Let me read you this quote from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. They say, we're experiencing the worst shortage of physicians seen in 30 years. The estimated increase in the supply of physicians is approximately only 7%. Goodness. Well, if you got a bulk of doctors, you know, baby boomer doctors retiring, what you going to do? Well, we're going to talk about that. And we're going to be talking about some confessions from doctors as well. This will be interesting. We got to take a break. We'll be right back.
Yeah.
to developing kidney stones? Nearly 20% of men and 10% of women are, and they have no idea how they got them. If you've experienced the pain of kidney stones, your risk of recurrence is high. Having kidney stones is the result of diet, such as using the wrong salt, eating too much animal foods, or taking synthetic vitamins. If you're tired of suffering from kidney stones or want to reduce the likelihood of getting them, call Apothecary Herbs for their whole food organic kidney stone herbal liquid formula. Gently cleanse and purify your kidney filters to reduce the particle buildup that creates stones. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the kidney stone formula, 866-229-3663, or visit thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless.
Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free 866-229-3663 for international callers 704-875-8010. That's toll free 866-229-3663 or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com.
Here on Herb Talk. Hey, that little bumper music Frank is playing for us is our version of Christmas, you know, music, and that is by the Hillsong Music Australia group. Shout to the Lord if you want to pick up a copy of their CD. Anyway, we are talking about the upcoming physicians. Who's going to fill the shoes of the doctors that are retiring? Well, let's talk about the impact this is going to have. According to some experts, the greatest impact on the physician shortages that we're going to have is going to be in the rural areas where they predict that, you know, the supply and demand is going to leave those rural regions with no physicians, not few, but none. So inner city areas will also be heavily impacted. So there's really no regulatory committee or board that evenly distributes physicians across the country. So Americans are to prepare for some significant gaps in provider care. So there are also areas of the country that cannot compete with attractive lifestyles in other cities, and they're going to have a slim chance of recruiting some of these physicians. So, and let's just worry about now also the assumptions, because you want to keep in mind that, you know, these official expert reports I'm telling you about assume, they make assumptions that more people are seeking healthcare insurance and the treatments medicine provides. So these statistics don't take into account those people who are, they have found alternative healthcare coverage and alternative treatments outside of the system. So millions of Americans actually have decided to use the Bible method of healthcare, using herbs and signing up for the church community where they share medical expenses, which is pretty much awesome and very effective. And there are several such organizations that have materialized, and this was all prompted by the Affordable Care Act mandate. So people seek freedom, and they want it within their healthcare too, okay? Christian Healthcare Ministries is one of those organizations. It's up in Barberton, Ohio. So you can get like a catastrophic plan with them, where the whole community of people in this organization share medical bills. So if you want a catastrophic plan and you had wound up in the hospital, the church pays the bills. I mean, your brethren pitch in and pay the bills, which is awesome. Depending on what plan you get, they got several of them. Catastrophic's like $45 a month. You know, so if you're worried about catastrophic coverage, there you go. You can look them up online. They're up there. Well, you know what though? The plan to resolve our healthcare problems is, you know, let's just throw more money at it. See, because in the majority of these reports on, you know, trying to fix healthcare, we're seeing that, you know, they think if we raise more money, we're going to resolve these problems. They want to increase federal spending to support more physician programs and increase rebates and even bribe medical students that they can actually walk away from a large chunk of their tuition debt if they agree to practice in the lower paying physician positions, because a lot of these medical students, they don't want to be primary care doctors. They want to be in the higher level paying physician jobs. Well, let me read you this quote by Dr. Atul Grover. He's with the Association of the American Medical Colleges. He says, it takes 7 years to train a physician, and we need more residency programs sponsored by the government. So they want the government to sponsor those. Well, let's look what's graduating. What's coming out of these medical schools for the residency programs? Yeah, what kind of physician is graduating for a medical school these days and entering a residency program to practice their craft? Well, Dr. Suzanne Karen and a few of her colleagues have reported on these young scientists that are wet behind the ears. And the report was in the December 2015 Journal of the Graduate Medical Education. And the article title was Confessions of Physicians, What Systemic Reporting Does Not Uncover. So the report also attempted to find out why transparency in the medical profession isn't so transparent. So let's look at the report. According to Dr. Karen, in an effort to improve transparency, the resident physicians were permitted to anonymously submit concerns and opinions, and some of their statements were about minor problems and some were more serious. So here's a few of the submissions. I didn't save them all, but here's a couple of them. So here's your wet behind the ear residents saying stuff like, the reuse of dirty and stained blood pressure cuffs bothers them. Okay. One wrote, dirty EKG wires with sticky blood on them reused on patients hanging them from an IV pole. Man, that's a nice picture, huh? Another one was insufficient cleaning of equipment and no indication the equipment has been cleaned and safe to use. Residents not sure if the equipment is clean and they had to stop what they were doing and clean it themselves before they could use it. And lastly, they say hospital staff and seasoned physicians ignore monitor alarms. Well, that's not anything new. If you ever worked in a hospital, I have. It appears that, you know, new physicians, these residents, kind of repulsed by the lack of situational awareness by their mentors, the vigilance of them. What they're going to really learn soon enough is budget cuts and the lack of good help and the neurological desensitization to monitor alarms is the reality within medicine. That's right. After you're, you know, hear these alarms go off, you seem to know, you know, what's an emergency, what's not, and you just don't respond to what's not. So, yeah, your brain figures that out for you. Well, the mentors, in turn, they got to say their piece too about some of these residents, of course. Just a couple. This is a list of observations their mentors submitted regarding the resident physicians. One said, absence of labeling syringes with the medication before using it. Bad practice. Well, yeah. And resident actions of a stealthy ninja and overreacting to non-emergency situations. So one seasoned doctor felt that the residents were, he compared them to stealthy ninjas. All right. Now, there's a, when it comes to transparency, there's a bit of a stigma. You know, the public's not supposed to know that within medicine there is this stigma in reporting negative incidents or situations that reflect badly on the quality and safety of care. So, you know, it's a problem in healthcare, and it's a fact. Now, the standard behavior really is in, within healthcare, it's, you know, it's an unwritten policy, but this is what happens. The standard behavior is to ignore, bad quality care and safety problems, like you didn't see it, and to keep your mouth shut. So the hospital safety protocols are, for the most part, really not enforced with a lack of incident reports. It is safe really to say that physicians are really not fond of the process that would produce a report card on the way they practice. So hospitals don't improve on quality and safety when there is a total blackout on accountability. Yeah. But there's a system shift. They've been trying to play around with how we can deal with this. Now, in 2015, the Institute of Medicine put into place a system that took the reporting out of the hands of the individuals and applied it to a different kind of system. So medical errors, near misses, deadly events, and supposedly easier to report. But guess what? The system was still underused. And according to their report, physicians are less likely to report than any other medical professional. Yeah, well, when they mess up usually in a big way. See? Here's a quote from the Institute of Medicine. They say, although U.S. healthcare institutions have been promoting transparency to improve safety of care, there is no widespread achievement of this goal. Current hospital-based reporting systems are probably underused by physicians. So, profoundly underused, excuse me, by physicians. So, it's not a big surprise to me. Have worked in healthcare, worked with doctors. So the lack of transparency is really blamed on fear of a reprisal. So accountability within healthcare is pretty much a wish, but it's not a reality. So even if something gets reported, there really is a lack of adequate and ethical response to it. And I'm going to get into that in some of these doctor confessions on the other side of this break we're going to come up. So don't go anywhere. And then we're going to talk about some healthy herbal foods to keep you healthy through the holidays. It's really easy. It's not hard. It's not rocket science. You'll be glad you heard this. So we'll be right back.
There can be many reasons why we feel tired, have memory issues, gain weight, struggle with stress, or feel depressed. These symptoms can be indicators that the adrenal glands that sit on top of your kidneys need metabolic strengthening. There are herbs known to improve adrenal gland function, circulation, blood pressure, skin, muscle, and bone strength. Why suffer with weakness when you can use gland-strengthening medicinal herbs? Empower yourself with the organic balance chemistry in the adrenal gland formula. You will remove the risk of megadoses and offer specific nutrition the body needs. Call Apothecary Herbs now for their adrenal gland formula, 866-229-3663. ThePowerHerbs.com. That's Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663. ThePowerHerbs.com. Because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs. 72 million Americans manage sleep apnea instead of resolving it. Sleep apnea increases risk of heart disease, depression, and death. New research from Rutgers University states the thyroid manufactures hormones used as neurotransmitters to regulate breathing during sleep. This suggests the thyroid gland needs balancing to address sleep apnea. So forget the CPAP machine. Call Apothecary Herbs for their sleep apnea herb formulas to remove cellular stress and feed the thyroid the nutrition it needs for better sleep. Call now to order 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. Money back guarantee with our organic professional strength formulas, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs. And again, those are that's the group out of Australia, the Hillsong people, called Shout to the Lord. If you want to pick up their music for the holidays, it's worship music, and I really think it's soothing. So hope you enjoy it. We're talking about the up and coming doctors and what's going on, and also about the transparency that's not happening in our hospital environments. Right before the break, we were talking about the accountability. And some of the hospital people have been forthcoming about that. They say 50% of hospital staff feel that there is a non-punitive response to their errors. Also, 44% of hospital staff report that mistakes and even event reporting on them were not held against them and was not part of their personal file. So it's a little bit confusing because people don't really want to talk about events because of reprisal and fear, and yet now they're saying it's not held against them. So who do we believe in the expert reports? So what is the point, really, though, of having rules and policy and report systems if there's really no steps that would be taken to correct a problem? So poor reporting mechanisms is really a moot point if there's really no action taken. So it's kind of obvious that patient safety is really not a practice within a majority of our hospital environments, and it's simply a marketing tool, though, that they include on their hospital brochures that they're a safe environment. So there's really no programs that can make people care, is the point. And here's an example of a near miss event. This was by, I'm assuming it's a nurse. It was an anonymous resident physician, not a nurse. It says, quote, I mistakenly pushed the entire syringe and epinephrine thinking it was my flush syringe. I almost had a heart attack, but the patient did not react to it, and I did not tell my attending physician. So resident student, naughty, naughty, didn't say anything. Well, let's get to the doctor confessions. These are kind of interesting because I realize there's really no perfect person. But, the deceit that I used to witness when I was in the healthcare profession, it's a problem. So near miss can easily become a full-blown tragedy. And would that medical record reflect the fact that the event should have been unnecessary? Probably not. Now technology has really come out now. Get this, guys. Get this. Hey, Frank, get this. There's this new app. It's called the Whisper app, where health professionals can unburden their conscience by confessing anonymously into their phone all their secrets. Yeah. More anonymous statements
from physicians are going to be rolling out, you bet. Here's a couple of them. One says, I became a doctor because I thought it would be like Grey's Anatomy. I was wrong. It's worse. Another quote on the Confession Whisper app. If one more person claims that vaccines cause autism, I'm going to lose it. Being a doctor can be frustrating in the age of Google and WebMD. Well, doc, whoever you were, are. Doctors really don't think an educated customer, well, it's not their ideal patient, but perhaps this physician really should educate himself outside the ivory tower of pharmaceutical literature. Now, Dr. Mark Green, and also he's a congressman now, he's actually going to be taking the CDC to task on scientific evidence that they lied about vaccines not causing autism. So when you have correlations that escalate with the vaccine use from 1 in 100 to 1 in 36, that's an increased use vaccination rate of autism by 30,000% since 1980. So there you go. Another confession was, being a doctor's hard. Debt after med school is crazy. Patients are hypochondriacs that trust WebMD, and malpractice insurance is so expensive. Yeah. The liability insurance industry uses statistics and probabilities to set the risk margin on modern medicine. So when the risk is extremely high, you're going to pay more in insurance. And patients, in effect, risk their lives when they get some medical treatments. That's right. Here's another quote. As a doctor, I can tell you how incredibly pissed off it makes me when my coworkers and I save your life, and instead of thanking us, you thank God. I know that's written down in the Book of Life there. Going to be read back to whoever that doctor is when he's at the judgment. he's going to hear that. Here's another quote. I'm a doctor. I am trained to make faces that make it seem like I care when I really don't. Wow. Another confession. Being a doctor is a bummer. I get to know what diseases my future child would get, and it makes me think I should not get pregnant at all. All right, one more. Too much fun. I'm a doctor, and I'm so happy with what I do, but I'm beginning to think it is so consuming my whole life. I am so scared that I'll never be able to find a source of happiness that is unrelated to work. So that's the shoes that are going to be filling the doctors retiring. Yep, that's what this is, your mentality check. That was a little glimpse. Not all doctors are going to be like that, but that was a little glimpse, because I hope this really does give you a little bit of a glimpse of the next generation of physicians. And now I'm sure there's going to be some excellent doctors, but my experience working next to them is, well, in a hospital environment, they tend to contradict themselves. But that was back in the 90s when I worked in the hospital. So if an up and coming physician is resenting patients who are doing their research on their diagnosis and their medical treatments, and if the doctor feels they are being second-guessed, then I don't know what the answer to that would be, because patients have the full investment with what happens to them. Doctors don't. This is their life on the line. So the doctor shouldn't be resentful of them asking a lot of questions and doing a lot of homework. Now, this confession app is kind of an eye-opener for me, because, you know, I didn't expect to see such candid narcissistic statements, but narcissists really don't care. See, that's the whole point. And we will be filling up physician positions with the likes of what I just reported to you. Now, transparency will really not be a part of that equation, because with uncaring health professionals, the casualty margin is going to go up. Transparency's, you know, nobody's going to want to take a blame for that. So you know what? I see more doctor moms and doctor dads out there in the mix in the future, because I hate to say it, as time goes by, we are really going to have to be the ones that look after our own health more and more. So self-reliance can be a good thing, you know, outside of your trauma care emergency, you know. So be prepared. So you want to get educated. You want to make sure that you're getting also the right tools to help you be successful in your self-reliance healthcare plan. So Americans, you know, they have been told that they can't do anything, you know, but that's a lie. That's a lie. Because you know what? God has promised us. Everyone has the right to health. And you have the right to be healthy, and so do I. And you just claim it. Just take it back. Just take that back. So if you want more information on how you could be using powerful medicinal herbs and having the tools to use for successful, if you want some powerful herbal toolkits, then you want to call the folks at Apothecary Herbs. They can help you out there. It's a learning curve, but they help educate you. They kind of hold your hand a little bit. Their number is toll-free at 866-229-3663. That's toll-free in the U.S. and Canada. That's 866-229-3663. Or you can visit their web store, thepowerherbs.com. Okay, that's where your healthcare options just became endless. I mean, it is amazing what you can accomplish with the right nutrition, and medicinal herbs have nutrition. So they're super infused with powerful nutrients to get you over the hump. See, get that balance back. 866-229-3663, Apothecary Herbs, thepowerherbs.com. And they are smack in the middle of their holiday wellness sale. So it runs through December. So it'll end on the 31st. So you'll save 35%. There's no limit on the order as far as, you know, minimum. So you can shop and save 35%. Now, if you have reward points or other coupons, they're not going to be you're not going to be able to apply them, only one discount at a time. So it's a store-wide sale, so take advantage and stock up and save. And, you know, if you want to do your cleansing after the holidays, it's a great time to pick up some cleanses, you know. If you want to make sure the kids are not sniffling and coughing and sneezing and hacking and whatever over the holidays, then you might want to pick up some children's echinacea or something there. So lots of stuff at thepowerherbs.com. And if you really want to educate yourself, you want to definitely sign up for the free online newsletter that goes out each week to your email. So if you have email, you can sign up for free at thepowerherbs.com. Just click on books and newsletters and sign up today. I know we're going to be taking a little break, but when we come back from the break, we are going to be talking about one super duper healthy food. Oh, so powerful. It's an herb and it's a food, and you'll be amazed what you can do with it. So we'll be right back with more.
Get older, they are subject to hormone imbalance. And when this happens, men can experience osteoporosis, memory loss, irritability, blood sugar imbalance, weight gain, enlarged prostate, erectile dysfunction, and risk of stroke. The human endocrine system manufactures hormones. Why not feed your system plant nutrition to make the hormones that are right for you? For centuries, these herbs have been used to balance the male hormone system. Men, you've waited long enough for the male hormone formula. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free 866-229-3663 for the male hormone formula. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. 866-229-3663, where your healthcare options just became endless. Don't don't make the aspirin mistake. Aspirin was discovered by mistake during World War II and suppresses your immune system and prevents blood clotting. Don't expose your body to risk when you can use a natural inflammation and pain reliever called Extra Strength Pain Relief by Apothecary Herbs. Discover the power this formula has with salicin to enter the system in 60 seconds to work hard and relieve pain for 12 hours. Whether it's arthritis, sports injury, or flu, you can relieve aches, pain, and swelling with our Extra Strength Pain Relief formula. Call Apothecary Herbs now, toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
Holy Spirit, rain.
And we're going to be talking about some healthy foods here to keep us healthy through the holidays. Very interesting. A lot of foods kind of double as an herb and so forth. We're going to be talking about onions. You're going to see a lot of dishes over the holidays with onions. Usually they're typically in stuffing, maybe in some vegetable side dishes. So onions are really great to have, and they're cultivated all over the world, but they originally originated from the Middle East and the Asia areas. So lots of options on your onion. You can get, you know, the purple onions a little bit sweeter. You can get yellow onions or white onions that are a little hotter. Also in the family of onion are your chives and scallions and also leeks. Now that pungent aroma that you get from your onion has medicinal power in it. So basically, our world harvests about 100 billion pounds of onions every year. Basically the top producers for onions globally are China, India, the United States, Russia, and Spain. So now the Egyptians loved onions. They loved them so much that it was a form of currency. They would pay their workers with onions. The ones that built the pyramids and so forth. Other cultures, you know, valued onions as well, basically for the flavor they brought to dishes and also for their medicinal ability. And some cultures used onions to pay their taxes. Hey, Frank, what do you say? We just send, you know, a box full of onions over to, you know, the Federal Reserve Bank to pay our tax bill. What do you think that worked? I think it might. All right. Well, Frank loves onions. He eats a lot of things with onions, right? Yeah. Well, kids typically don't like onions. They start picking stuff out of food. You know, I did that as a kid, but you know, your taste buds change and then you like it. Let's look at the benefits. Benefits, research on onions, actually. Lots of health benefits from onions. Scientifically known, proven that onion will give you some protection from infection with urinary tract infections, protect your digestive tract, your pulmonary, and your circulatory system. So your onion carries a lot of antiseptic-like qualities in it. A lot of herbalists these days like to use onions for cardiovascular issues, cholesterol, blood clots, blood sugar problems, blood pressure problems. A lot of research involving some animal studies using onion said it helped lower cholesterol to prevent clots. Usually, thoroughbred racehorses can get clots in their legs. And so what they typically do, if a vet's smart, they'll give the horse some onions and dissolve the clots. The German E Commission also confirms, German E Commission is kind of the equivalent of the FDA, but only in Germany. They confirm that onions prevent arterial sclerosis. So if you get any stiff arteries that aren't flexible and plaque likes to stick to them, it's, you know, probably your onion-free diet, I would think. Let's look at some ancient uses. Thousands of years ago, we got some writings on what they used onion for with regards to ailments. They used onions to get rid of parasites and also to reduce swelling, also to prohibit flatulence or gas. Oh, Frank says, I've heard pouring honey over raw onion, let it sit for a few hours, and then eat it. Or juice it helps with congestion. Yes, I've heard that too, Frank. Very good. Good tips. You know, settlers roughing it out in the territories, they had to find ways to deal with stuff, and then they wrote it down and become folklore, you know. So a lot of ancient uses, they used onions for colds and coughs, congestion, as you pointed out, Frank. It helps to loosen the sticky phlegm so you can cough it up. Also, it helps heal infections quickly and reduces nausea. I don't know anybody that has said I've used onions for morning sickness. You know, people down through the centuries have, you know, kind of added to the folklore. They've used onions to treat fungus and warts, blemishes, you know, pain and sprains, bruises. So the ancient ancestors used a lot of onions. And they used it also to cleanse surfaces of bacteria and fungus. Man, the hospital system needs some onions then. Really, I mean, wash those privacy curtains in some onion juice or something. All right, let's look at some research. Research has shown that onion to be really full of vitamin C. Yeah? And you're going to the, you know, Target or Walmart or Walgreens are picking up, you know, whatever that stuff is that fizzes in the cup and it's your vitamin C source. When you could have had an onion and you get a whole food vitamin C, which is chemically perfect. So you got a lot of sulfur compounds. Also an onion helps lower your blood sugar. It's an option for diabetics. Think about it. Also, animal research has shown, as I mentioned, they've used in animal studies, they used onions to stop cancer tumor growth. Yeah, absolutely. They reported that in 1990, it's some sort of chemical compound in the onion. They're really not sure what it is that stops the tumor from growing. They also know that it helps with asthma. It helps reduce that inflammatory response where they can't breathe. Also, the onion is high in nutrients like vitamin A, if you're not getting vitamin A, magnesium, potassium, protein, and riboflavin. So onion, pretty cheap to pick up, you know. Get a bag of onions out there at the store. It's not hard. Well, getting back to that cancer thing, a Chinese study said that 560 patients in 1989 ate onions and other vegetables, and it reduced their risk of stomach and esophageal cancer. So these types of foods in the onion, garlic family also help ward off colon cancer, rectal cancers, and other types of stomach cancers. So scientists think it's the sulfur antioxidant compounds that are doing that, but they're not exactly sure. So, of course, you know, they want to find out which compound it is so they can patent and make you a drug and sell that to you when you could just run out and get you some onions. Other studies on your onion with regard to cancer, it included helping things with prostate. This report was in the Journal of National Cancer Institute, proved that if you eat an onion and garlic, it lowered your risk of prostate cancer. So obviously there are some protective effects in these foods, but science can't put their finger on exactly what that is. So they're saying you're going to need several servings a week of raw onion with your garlic. When you cook them, though, when you cook onion and garlic, it changes them chemically, so try not to do that. So you get a lot of flavonoids in your onions. They've also said that onions help with insomnia. Scientists think that the folate nutrient in the onion helps lift the insomnia and also depression, if you have depression. So something about the amino acid in the blood plasma helps balance out. So anyway, interesting stuff. An onion can, you know, get you off your antidepressants, maybe. Think about it. They also have looked at neurodegenerative diseases using onion. Onions help to support the central nervous system because it has natural vitamin B in it. And helps with dementia and Alzheimer's, according to some research. So that would be with a daily intake of onion. So you'd have to put it in your diet every day. Well, if you're looking for onions, you know, just make sure they're organic. Yellow or white, fine. I know the white ones are hotter. They have more bite to them. And when you have something that's hotter, it moves fluids in the body more, so mucus and blood and so forth. There's also been some suggestion that menopausal women who eat onions have stronger bones. So if you're worried about, you know, osteoporosis, studies are suggesting that if you're sporadic eating your onions, you're not going to see the benefits. So you're going to have to work those onions into the diet on a regular basis. Helps strengthen the connective tissues, also improves dramatically, they said. You know, so if you got, you know, discs that bulge in your spine, that kind of thing, you need support of those connective tissues. So definitely onion, absolutely great stuff. And it's wonderful for immune boosting because it really does reduce a lot of inflammation. It helps, there's studies that says it helps with rheumatoid arthritis, asthma, bronchitis, pneumonia, other congestive type conditions. So it's really an onion that, well, it's cousin to the garlic, which I consider an immune system, food. Garlic's a poor man's antibiotic, basically. So onion's real close cousin, so I love to use them together. Now, if you're looking for onion and garlic together in a tonic, the folks at Apothecary Herbs have what is called the all-in-one tonic. It does have onion and garlic. It also has ginger root and horseradish root in there with a little bit of jalapeno. And you want to talk about a broad-spectrum type of, you know, antibiotic cold and flu thing. That's all organic and natural. They take the fresh herbs and they age it in the Bragg vinegar, the apple cider vinegar, the organic vinegar, and it will cut phlegm in a skinny minute. So if you got a lot of drainage going on, actually opera singers will use that vinegar too to clear their vocal cords before they sing. So if you're looking for your cold and flu solution, the folks at Apothecary Herbs have a full line of immune boosting herbal formulas to choose from. If you don't know what to get, you can give them a call and ask them. Their number's toll-free at 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663, or visit their website, thepowerherbs.com, thepowerherbs.com. And don't forget, take advantage of the 35% off wellness holiday special. Be well for the holidays. Don't be sick. Be well. I'm out of time, and I wish you all a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. We'll be back with you soon. And be well out there. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease, so seek medical advice from a medical physician, if you dare, before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Until next time, I wish you all to be well.